rich in Jesus, aren't we? There were some scriptures I read this morning, and then a poem came after I read them and soaked a while. I did. I read them, and then I soaked, and then I wrote. Anyway, 2 Corinthians 9:11 said, "He will always make you rich enough to be generous at all times, so that many will thank God for your gifts, which they receive from you. For you, the service you perform, not to meet the needs of God's people, but also produces an outpouring of gratitude to God." And as I started writing in my journal about that, I realized that Peter, when he saw the man outside the temple, he said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give you. In the name of Jesus, rise up and walk." So he helped him get up. And I realized how many times did Peter fall in the water and really in betrayal. But Jesus lifted him up. So he was obedient with what he had, and God was in it. Okay, that revelation came, and then a poem came. And this, that's what happens sometimes, doesn't it? Okay. I called it the mighty rich seed. Get it? Mighty rich seed. A widow dropped a mite that day into the offering pan. When Jesus saw, he told his disciples about his father's plan. How her gift was greater than that of others who gave more. Was it because she knew just what God might have in store? Others put their monies in and bragged about their deed, but her real riches were in the faith she sowed inside her seed. And as for us, God sees inside our hearts where his word is sown, and our actions come about as his faith in us has grown. And then another scripture is James 2:5 said, "Listen, my dear brothers, God chose the poor people of this world to be rich in faith and to possess the kingdom he promised to those who loved him." Woo! When they were doing the song, Peter's revelation of Jesus in him was that big, like with the song that you just did. Anyway, thank you.